Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, you might have heard this morning that the Minister for Finance, Jack Chambers, has announced that Budget 2025 has been brought forward by a week to October the 1st, fuelling speculation that an autumn general election might just be on the cards. So what's going on? Let's try and find out now. Hugh O'Connell is political editor with the Sunday Times. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Claire. So, how are you?
I'm very well. I know, like many people, you were listening to Jack Chambers earlier on Morning Ireland. What's your own assessment of it now that we have the budget date? Could we be looking at a November election, perhaps even an October election?
Yeah, look, I think it's very possible that there could be an election before Christmas. I think sometime in November, maybe November the 15th, is a possible date for a general election. And the announcement this morning by Jack Chambers is only going to fuel that speculation, as is, you know, a report over the weekend in my own paper that Fine Gael had expedited plans to finish all its election conventions by the 22nd of September. We know that Fianna Fáil are going to be picking a lot of candidates for the general election in July and in September as well, and they've already begun work on the party's manifesto. So there's no doubt that preparations are underway in earnest to have ducks in a row in time for the possibility of a pre-Christmas election. But what I would say, Claire, is I wouldn't rule out the government going the full term, and I wouldn't rule out the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, and everyone else in government who's saying publicly that the government will run the full term. You know, that they're good on their word, and that the next general election doesn't take place until March of next year. I just think it makes it a bit less likely after the budget, because you're into sort of a corridor of uncertainty almost in terms of what could happen in the kind of December, January, February period. You know, being bounced into an election as the last government was is not, and Fine Gael was indeed, Leo Varadkar was, is not a position that the coalition would want to be in. Now, they do have a reasonably good majority and you know, support from independents in the Dáil, so that seems unlikely at this point, but you are kind of at the mercy of events in that post-budget period. Mm-hmm. And I do think having the early having the earlier than expected budget, which officially the reason is that Eurozone finance ministers are meeting the week after to consider budget plans, so it wouldn't be feasible to do it on October 8th as had been envisaged. I do think that there's obviously there's a greater chance now of a November election because of that, or certainly it opens the possibility of one.
Right,
although the possibility was already there.
Sinn Féin have described the reason given for bringing the budget forward by a week as laughable. This is the fact that meeting is happening the week after on the 8th. But as you say, if the government does, as the leaders are insisting it is going to do, and wait until they've ended their run, they do become the victim of events, and things can go wrong over the winter. You could say that, you know, it's arguably the weather is fine for the government at the moment. They've had a decent local and European election, but you have things like hospital overcrowding that could happen. Mm. Maybe the budget doesn't give you the bounce that you want. You're coming into March and you're the victim of all sorts of events that could happen. So it's risky waiting to go the full term.
Yeah, like events unforeseen, Claire. I mean, you know, I don't think we would have anticipated in the 2020 election that on the eve of the campaign, there'd be a political row about the plans to hold a commemoration for the Royal Irish Constabulary, or that the dominant issue of that election campaign would be the pension age.
That's right.
Or that Mary Lou MacDonald would make a virtue out of being, or make, you know, get a political benefit out of being first excluded from the RTE leaders' debate with Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin, and then getting into the debate and being able to make her case to voters, which obviously led to, you know, in part led to Sinn Féin having a very good day. So you're right. Like, I mean, events can happen, events unforeseen, which could trigger all sorts of problems for the coalition the longer they hold out. But I guess what the coalition is trying to project is this image of stability and of certainty. And that is why they're sticking rigidly to this position that the government will run the full term. And, you know, as I was speaking to someone in government last weekend who was kind of saying that, you know, they've yet to hear the argument for a compelling argument for going early. But I mean, I think there's plenty of potentially compelling arguments. I mean, you know, I think you just run the risk of too many things going potentially going wrong the longer you get it, you leave it until March of next year. But look, as I said at the outset, I certainly wouldn't rule out the possibility that the government will go the full term, even though most people in Leinster House are absolutely convinced that the election will be held before the end of the year.
Yeah, and as you said there, I mean, you were reporting at the weekend that Fine Gael has brought forward its selection conventions. And one thing there's no doubt about is that all of the parties are ready to go as soon as this election is called, be it in October, yeah, November or later.
Yeah, look, you can always get ready for an election very quickly. I mean, if the election was called tomorrow, all of the parties could get their conventions done very quickly, could get manifestos, you know, printed and out and finalised and all of these things very, very quickly. You can get prepared for an election very, very quickly. But I think, you know, all parties are on an election footing and have been really since the local and European elections. I mean, I think Sinn Féin have kind of, you know, they've some work to do, obviously, but I think, you know, from talking to people in Sinn Féin, there's this kind of view that they've had there's a 100-day period between the local and European elections and then the possible next election, which kind of gets us into maybe October, November. So they're going to be prepared for election. They're kind of constantly on election footings, given that they're currently fighting a Westminster election, although not anymore, I guess, with polling day today. And similarly, you know, the Green Party are going to have their new leader in place by next week, and they're going to be talking about getting the party ready for the next general election. And the other smaller parties as well, Labour, People for Profit, AIM 2, Independent Ireland, they're all going to be preparing for an election, have already begun preparing for an election, and can be ready very quickly once that election is called.
All right, Hugh, plenty of known unknowns there, but we do know that the budget is going to be on the 1st of October. That's Hugh O'Connell there, who's political editor with the Sunday Times.